This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Newell's got a long weekend. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you. Coming up next hour, we're talking about some surprising, to me anyway, reports recently about the growing number of people who are using artificial intelligence bots for conversation, for advice, and for romance. We'll talk about just how big this is becoming and what the future may look like. We'll also get for you later in the show the insurance commissioner for Louisiana, Tim Temple, in here. Talk about what coverages we should have and what's going on with all these efforts to lower insurance. Are any of them working for auto, home, or business insurance? Right now, though, we welcome in Jay Cicero, president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Friday, then no flooding around that we have to deal with. I know you were probably a little nervous about the forecast and the possibility for flooding with everything we got going on in town this weekend, huh?
We do. We have it's combat sports weekend here in New Orleans. And, yeah, we were a little concerned about the weather earlier this week. And, of course, it scares folks not from our area a little more than it scares us. But, everything seems to be great.
Yeah. Weigh in today for the UFC fight, big block party tomorrow, and the actual battle. We were just looking, and if you want to sit on one of the corners of the octagon now, tickets are like $5,300 to $5,800 on the resale market.
You know, it's a very expensive ticket if you want to sit that close. But we have been blessed to have almost a sellout right now. Not all the tickets are that expensive, of course, but the ticket sales are extremely strong for Dustin Poirier's last fight. And the UFC is very pleased with that. Of course, we're very pleased also. But to have our first UFC event in 10 years and to have it sell so well, that means a lot of people are coming in from out of town, and a lot of locals are really interested in supporting Dustin.
For how long has UFC fighting been on your radar as a viable sport to try to attract with all the other amazing events that you have brought to New Orleans over the years and decades? When did UFC fighting become something that you and your organization identified as, this has got a growing following, this is bringing people in, this is a valuable resource we need to go after?
I have to say more recent than a long time ago. You know, we certainly studied it when it first started coming out, and there was some mild interest in the Sports Foundation being involved in future events. But they used to just tour around the country and not need a host committee or not need groups like the Sports Foundation and New Orleans and Company and the Lieutenant Governor's Office to get involved with this event. So it was more like a concert that would go around the country, and they would just work their arena deals, and they would book whoever had the space and whoever wanted to do the right deal. But now, because of the growth of this event and the exposure that is now a part of the event. This is something that organizations like ours around the country are involved with, and we started targeting this specific event prior to Super Bowl. We're very happy at how it's come to fruition this weekend.
So a near sellout at the Smoothie King Center, thousands and thousands of UFC fans coming to town, not just for one night, but there's a series of events surrounding it. So it becomes a whole weekend of activities, and it becomes a valuable resource for economic development.
Absolutely. Certainly nothing matches a Super Bowl as far as economic return as high as an economic return. But, you know, these are new partners now. And you talk about combat sports. You also have an event called Power Slap that's happening tonight at Xavier's Convocation Center that falls underneath the same umbrella, ownership umbrella, as UFC. So there's a company called TKO that owns both of these organizations. And they are a marketing and event management machine. And so to create a relationship with them for not only this event, but for future events is one of our goals.
You know, you look over the time span and everything changes. We know that the one constant is change. But this kind of illustrates that more than anything else, that we've seen less and less of fan followings and events for boxing and more on these more intense more intense combat sports, even to a point now where Power Slap is something that is starting to leave Las Vegas and happen in other markets where people literally compete in slapping each other.
And I have to say, I had a little giggle myself when I first started looking into it, and didn't understand what it was until I saw it online. It's a growing, it has a huge social media following, and it is growing also. I can't say that I would want to get up there and either fight UFC or be slapped or slap someone like they do for Power Slap. But it is certainly something that fans are interested in. And I mean, you mentioned boxing and what a great sport that used to be. And now UFC and TKO has started to get involved with boxing. And I think that's a relief for fans like me from a long time ago. I'm a little more old school that really loved the sport. We feel like it's going to be a lot more organized. There's going to be a lot more boxing that is developed and boxers that are developed. And they just announced their biggest boxing event, or the first boxing event. It'll be in Las Vegas at the Allegiant Stadium, the big one there, their football stadium, for sometime in this September. And so, that's when you talk about TKO and the number of events that they have and what their growing presence is in events around the country. Hopefully that'll lead to some more business for Louisiana.
So you see, maybe this could help with a renaissance of sorts for boxing, that it has a resurgence with these promoters who have been so successful in these MMA fights, and now with Power Slap, that if they get involved in boxing, it may once again allow more attention to and success for the sport.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly right. And that is a relief, and maybe provide some opportunity for us not only to host future UFC events, but future Power Slap events, as well as maybe some future boxing events.
And a lot of this stuff is not only available to buy a ticket and go see, but of course to fans around the world on pay-per-view or on broadcast networks, depending on the event. And that is another thing that helps with the exposure for New Orleans, people seeing people having a great time in New Orleans, big crowds in New Orleans, and it makes either individuals want to travel here and see what New Orleans is all about, or other event planners want to bring their events here.
That's absolutely right. And I've attended the media day for UFC this week. There's literally hundreds of members of the media here covering the event. We New Orleans and Company threw a media party for them this week. It was actually last night in the French Quarter. And it was the first time that they'd had a media party or anything like that. So we really shown some New Orleans and Louisiana hospitality for them. And they were the media was very excited, very good response from both the media and UFC for putting New Orleans touches on their event and probably raising the bar for other cities to host this event in the future.
Yeah, I love that you're taking lessons learned from Final Fours, from Super Bowls, from other events on how to really maximize the exposure that New Orleans, the Sports Foundation, and other organizations can get from hosting these kinds of things like this UFC fight. By bringing those elements to it, you're trying to build on that investment, huh?
Absolutely. And kudos to New Orleans, Walt Leger and New Orleans and Company, as well as the Lieutenant Governor's Office for stepping up. Of course, ASM Global, who manages the Superdome and the Smoothie King Center, they are always involved, not only financially, but operationally in these events. And so we all really work together seamlessly to not only attract these events, but manage them.
MMA fighting, UFC fighting had been seen for a long time as kind of an alternative sport, an off the beaten path, not one of the big sports. As you continue in this job at the Sports Foundation, you've got to have a better finger on the pulse of just how what people want, what sports they want to consume, attend, watch. The alternatives now become the mainstream, don't they? And things keep changing.
They do. And you really have to keep your door open and mind open to really different types of events. So we can't just live on football every year, although that we all love football, of course. But these types of events are growing. The exposure for them are growing. They have networks who are looking for programming that fans are interested in. And so the fan interest is really where it starts and ends. And if there's fan interest, then the networks will be interested and the networks will continue to invest. And the event owners will continue to invest in their events. And cities like ours, and hopefully somewhere else, some other cities around the state will benefit greatly from future events under the TKO umbrella.
If you read the tea leaves, are there other things that maybe most of us aren't aware of at this point? Like years ago, most people hadn't heard of MMA and UFC. Now it's far more widely understood and consumed. Is there anything else that's kind of on the cutting edge out there that you're looking at that you can kind of give us a sneak peek that may in the future be something that would be a huge generator?
Well, you know, we don't like for other cities to know what we're working on. that's kind of one of our...
maybe not specifically events you're trying to attract, but sports in general that are growing.
Yeah, there are other events that are starting to pop up that are moving around the country that are have interest. And so we keep our eyes on those. But, you know, where it really helps is a lot of these come under the umbrellas, umbrella organizations like TKO, who's really the leader in combat sports and in the country and maybe around the world, and so we the relationships with them is really where it starts. And you know, once they do an event like this here in New Orleans, you build trust because you deliver on what you say you're going to deliver. You create a bond with them. On that trust that allows you to have an understanding of what it takes to get not only this event, but other events in the future from them, such as the boxing event. It was announced this week and TKO and the same folks that are running this UFC event were involved in the announcement and putting together the boxing event. So, you know, hopefully that will lead to future business, but we're constantly talking to other cities, talking to event owners And sometimes we'll receive a call, which is fine. We'll receive a call from an event owner after they see that we've hosted, you know, PowerSlap. They may have something similar that are interested. We'll do our research to make sure that it is an event worthy of getting involved with. And if all those, you know, boxes get checked, then, you know, we'll try and move forward with landing it. You know, booking venues and booking hotels and providing the operational support and marketing support that they need in order to make the event successful. But that's the key. The event has to be successful here in order for people to pay attention. If UFC, if this 318 event on Saturday wasn't selling a lot of tickets, then I don't know if they'd be interested in coming back. But we know that ticket sales are really strong, so you know, hopefully that leads to many, many more events with them.
Yeah, obviously everyone has to make money, or why would you do it again? The city has to benefit from it. The fans have to enjoy the experience. But first and foremost, it has to be profitable for the organizers and the participants. So you can say, hey, look, they made a whole lot of money coming here. Why don't you do the same thing? All right.
That's
so
true. That's the business that we're in, and competing with other cities to make sure that events like this want to come back, create economic impact, create media exposure, and in order to do that, you know, there has to be a mutually beneficial bid and execution.
Well, and great the TKO, you've got their ear right now since they're in town, and you could say, hey, saw you just did that boxing thing in Vegas. How about bringing a match here and having this kind of fun once again with another sport? So that's good news.
For sure.
I got to ask you, this event came in relation to the decision for WrestleMania to not happen in New Orleans. Do we know what the plan is for when WrestleMania may come back, or do we even have a full understanding about what really happened there and why WrestleMania chose to not come to New Orleans after announcing they would?
You know, we're in, again, the TKO also owns WWE, which is owns WrestleMania, and they have a number of events that travel around the country each year also. You know, we have been talking to them about a future year. They did ask us and to move it off of 2026 because they wanted to go back, obviously, back to Las Vegas. We suspect it's because they sold a number of tickets and high-end packages and sponsorship in Las Vegas versus what they projected here. It had nothing to do with the business deal that we had really agreed to, but it was more of you know, what they did in Vegas and wanting to return there. So we're talking to them about that too. So that's, again, talking to TKO is talking to WWE, it's talking to UFC, it's talking to PowerSlap, and whatever this boxing entity will be underneath their umbrella. So they're a very important partner, not only of the state of Louisiana, but the Sports Foundation.
President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, Jay Cicero, with us here on WWL. Anything else coming up you want to preview for us to tell us what the future holds before we let you run?
We do. We have the USA Gymnastics National Championships, August 7th through 10th at the Smoothie King Center. That's the in an Olympic year, that's the Olympic trials. So it's that level of competition for gymnastics. And with LSU Gymnastics having done so well the last few years, we're hoping for really good crowds there. But we want people to pay attention and come see that. Right now, I know it's around back to school. So we really want to have a good showing so we can bid on future events from USA Gymnastics also. We also have our Drew Brees Foundation Pickle Fest, the Brees Dream Foundation Pickle Fest with Drew Brees over the same weekend, the August 7th through 10th, coming up in 3 weeks or so. So everybody interested in playing pickleball at the convention center and having a unique experience with Drew and that event, we encourage you to sign up.
Jay, congratulations on win after win. And, you know, we thought you'd have a little while to catch your breath after Super Bowl, but not so much, huh?
Not so much.
And that's a good thing. All right, Jay, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all of the activities that are happening. And congratulations on bringing this event to New Orleans.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, Jay Cicero here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Hey, I get it. I'm getting some texts on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line that Some of you don't love mixed martial arts. Some of you think it's a disgusting blood sport. Some of you think the idea of watching people slap the crap out of each other, which is pretty much what's going to happen at Xavier tonight, is really not cool. But do you think that New Orleans should not try to attract these events because you may not agree with or like the kind of entertainment? New Orleans brings all kinds of events in, and the idea is to help the economy, right? The idea is to bring in visitors, bring in tourism, bring in exposure, and build on the success that New Orleans has of being a great place to host all kinds of events. You know, kind of crazy that while this UFC battle is going on in the Octagon in the Smoothie King Center, while two grown men are beating the living daylights out of each other with their hands and feet and knees and whatever, that right next door at the Superdome, the city at the same time is hosting 25,000 attendees at a Lutheran youth event. But it goes to show you just the versatility and the wide open arms the city of New Orleans has. Let's talk about it. Do you have a problem with New Orleans attracting these kinds of events? Some people texting us do. Call me and text me now, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, and we'll talk about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
After this, Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Glad to be with you. 10:30 on your Friday morning. We're getting a nice break between the showers and thunderstorms right now, and probably still going to be a few more waves of them. And most of the rain from this system has now moved off to the Texas side of the Louisiana-Texas state line. And so even getting a break in the central and western parts of Louisiana that were inundated yesterday, 8 to 10 inches of rain in some areas. So we'll keep an eye on this tropical system. There's a big high setting up over us now that's going to reduce rain chances over the weekend. And for Monday and Tuesday, going to be really, really hot. We're talking like a heat dome setting back in and some potentially dangerous heat Monday and Tuesday. And this low pressure system that has brought these rounds of rain, not as much to the immediate metro area, but to much of Louisiana, is expected to kind of work its way clockwise around this high pressure system, go up into Tennessee through the Carolinas, back out over the Atlantic, then come around, cross Florida, and get back into the Gulf by the middle of next week. Long-range models are split on what it does at that point. We just know we should keep an eye on it because it's kind of wild and interesting, for lack of a better word, to watch this menacing little system that has befuddled and caused trouble that may come back again a week from now and bring us more rounds of rain. And we'll watch to see if it develops, if indeed this scenario plays out, if it does indeed get back over the water, does cross over Florida and get back into the Gulf, if it becomes something we have to worry about. As we like to say in this business, stay tuned and we'll keep you posted. We're getting a lot of text messages on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870 about people who don't seem to be real happy about the fact that we have this MMA, mixed martial arts fight, and this power slap competition this weekend in New Orleans. And I get that some people think it's barbaric. I get that some people think it's kind of disgusting. I'm not a fan. I don't know. I cannot watch particularly the power slap thing. To me, that's just crazy that I just can't. I can't watch it. And I'm not truly a big fan of the mixed martial arts fights either. That having been said, I am a fan of people coming to New Orleans. I am a fan of people participating in legal activities that attract money, spending, revenue to the region. I think it's a great thing. I may not personally want to spend $5,800 or whatever it's costing now to get a ringside ticket or an octagon side row ticket at one of the corners of the octagon and get up and close and watch this happen. In fact, that's not my cup of tea. It's not what I want to do. But the fact that people are spending that kind of money on it and that it is regulated and that it is approved and that it is widely followed, I think that's a good thing, right? But some people don't. One person says, we complain about all the violence in the world. Then we go watch two humans beat each other up. Something is very wrong with that, says this text message. These are consenting adults who are doing it as a form of competition. That's very different than two guys on a street corner having a disagreement and beating each other up. I understand your point. And I know that people have been concerned for years and years and years about violence begetting violence, questioning whether or not violent video games, for example, cause a more violent society. But I don't think there's any evidence anywhere that people watching boxing, MMA fighting, or other competitive combat sports makes people more violent towards each other in the real world. I don't know. I haven't done the research. It's an interesting point you make, but these things are going to happen, whether they happen in New Orleans or not. And I say if they're going to happen, we ought to reap the benefits of them happening. Somebody else says, competitive slapping, now you're tackling some hard-hitting issues. Ah, I see what you did there. Hard-hitting. What do you think? 504-260-1870. Got a line open for you now if you want to call in and talk about it on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And let me know, do you have a problem with, or are you really happy about? Some people are really excited. One person texts in and says, UFC was here back in 2011. It was in the convention center. I was able to sit ringside, and it was packed! Exclamation point, exclamation point. So this person obviously is someone who's really excited about UFC coming back to New Orleans. Somebody also texts, UFC sucks. Can't stand it. Well, do you, though, want the economic benefits of it being here? Do you want hotel rooms filled? Do you want restaurants and bars filled? Do you want people who work in the hospitality industry making money this weekend, getting tips, getting their salaries, having good employment, and being able to see the economy move forward, particularly at a time when typically we have a lot of empty hotel rooms, bars, and restaurants in July and August? Coleman, who's on the line? Hey, Jimmy, what's on your mind?
Hey, I think you make a good point. You know, you see all these businesses, they're thriving during Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest and Saints football, but once the 100-degree weather sets in, they don't really do festivals outside in these conditions, a lot of these bars and restaurants really start struggling. You take what you can get. I mean, you know, the Uber drive, I got a buddy, he drives Uber, and he's saying it's really slow. All the teachers are off, so they're driving Uber, so you got a million drivers. So I think it's a great weekend. You got the power slap thing tonight. You got some fights on the West Bank at Alario Center tonight. And, of course, the Poirier fight, which I think it's about $500 on the secondary market to buy tickets for tomorrow. But it might drop a little bit more. Look, you take what you can get because, like you said, it's a dead time of the year. And, you know, it might start picking up in a month or two when football rolls around and you start getting the festivals and the Gretna Fest and the Halloween stuff. But, yeah, you take what you can get. Since it's free-for-all Friday, I wanted to get your take on the diversion project. Now they're saying that.
Yeah, Jimmy, I don't want to go there right now. I appreciate your call. I'm not opening up to other conversations right now. I want to kind of keep on this line. But thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts with us. And I think there's a limit. You draw a line somewhere. I mean, you don't want any event whatsoever if you have concerns about the ethics or morality of it or something like that. But I don't think this is that. One person did text in and they'll say, why are you promoting this crap? WWL's has reached new lows. Well, I'm not promoting it. I didn't have Jay Cicero on to promote it, to make you as a listener want to go see the Power Slap competition at Xavier tonight or go see the UFC fight in the Smoothie King Center tomorrow night. I wanted to talk about how did this happen? How are these alternative, what used to be considered alternative sports, becoming such mainstream? And what do they mean to our economy? Because clearly they're bringing money in. Now, bringing money in isn't the only measurement. I think you're right. But I don't know that this is a new low. I don't know that MMA fighting, you can describe that as a low that we have reached because we're talking about it on WWL radio. I do have some issues with the slapping thing. I'm trying to choose my words appropriately because it is kind of shocking to me that this power slap competition has generated as much of following as it has. And I do kind of wonder where we're headed, if that's the future of sports, but I don't think it is. I think it's still kind of fringy. I think it still has a kind of unique and niche audience that is not wide open and drawing huge crowds. But the UFC fight is the main event. This is a sideshow, if you would. But I do have some issues with it. I mean, it's people standing there and letting somebody else slap them as hard as they possibly can. And I'm not sure what the appeal is to that. I understand the mixed martial arts thing because it does combine a lot of historically popular events. I mean, martial arts, combat, boxing, yeah, it's bloodier. Yeah, it's more violent. But it seems more civilized. What do you think? 504-260-1870. Let's continue the conversation here on WWL. Call me and text me now on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. 504-260-1870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So, 1-870. A lot of people have a lot of thoughts about the power slap competition that's going on in New Orleans tonight and the UFC MMA battle going on tomorrow night here in the Crescent City. And I get it. Typically, though, my attitude is I may not like it, but as long as it's among consenting adults, then I'm not going to fight against it. And I guess I would rather people do this kind of thing in a controlled environment where there's medical personnel on hand and ready to respond than do it, say, in an alley or in an abandoned building where people are throwing money down on the floor and betting on the outcome and someone's likely to be permanently injured or killed. At least in this case, it's regulated, it is officiated, and there are medical personnel on hand to respond if something does go horribly wrong. One person texted in and said, sports betting is why this has become famous. Well, I think you're right. Sports betting is a huge part of it. Another says, I'm a capitalist, so I'm okay with these events in that regard, but they are not my cup of tea. Another says, Are people this desperate for money? Sad, very sad. And another text says, the UFC is no different than when the Roman Colosseum was open, two warriors battling it out and then hugging it out afterwards. Granted, the Colosseum was to the death. Yes, this is not to the death. Robert, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. How you doing, Robert?
Oh, fine. I've seen the slap fighting, it's not fighting, they're just standing there and getting slapped. I'm surprised no one's been killed. Maybe they have, I don't know. But they show it in slow motion, and it is very disturbing what it does to a face. I mean, teeth fly out, eyes are dislocated or whatever. I mean, it's just bizarre. I can't watch it. I don't know what it's about. Like you said, it's about betting, but it's just not human.
But do you think that it should be banned or not allowed? Or do you think people who choose to participate in it, consenting adults, should be allowed to do it?
No, I don't think it should be allowed. I really don't. It's just disturbing. Very, very disturbing. I don't know. It should be banned, in my opinion.
Yeah, Robert, I hear where you're coming from, and I do not like it either. And I would be very upset if, you know, one of my kids told me, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to sign up for the power slap competition." And I would wonder if they already had brain damage, if they even wanted to let somebody do that to them, let alone fearing that they would end up with brain damage if they participated.
Look what the NFL is doing to protect heads and brains. And now we have this with no protection, nothing. People getting the heck slapped out of them. I don't know. And then the NFL is trying to protect the head. And I don't know. It's just crazy.
Well, someone had texted in earlier and said that it was all about betting. But I think as much as it's about the expansion of legalized betting on sports, I think it's also about the way social media has changed what people view as entertainment. If you watch enough social media, you find all kinds of things that are really disturbing on there, of people liking to watch other people get hurt, of people liking to watch people get very violent with each other. And I think this is something that has grown out of what is a proven page view winner on social media, that there is a segment of our society that wants to see this kind of thing. Now, I think you raise a very good question. Where do we draw the line? You know, where do we go, okay, no, wait, this is too barbaric. No, this is too potentially dangerous. This is unacceptable. And I don't think we have found that yet. And one thing I've always tried to do is never be the guy sitting on the porch hollering, "Get off of my lawn!" who just gets angry because the world is changing. Every generation throughout history, I believe, has been convinced that the next generation is going to ruin the world, that they are sending us all to hell in a handbasket because they're changing everything. And I have never been one to oppose change for the point of opposing change and because I want everything to stay the same. I try to keep an open mind and understand that the one constant is change and evolution happens. Now, you could argue this is de-evolution, I guess, Robert.
Yeah, it's just something. I don't know what it is, but I won't watch it. I wouldn't participate. I wouldn't pay to see it. And I'm not going to go MMA fighting either. So I'll stick with football with the helmets, I guess.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your call. Have a great weekend without Power Slap and without UFC. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. What do you think? 504-260-1870. Keep the comments coming and the calls as well on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line at 504-260-1870. One person texts in, says, one thing people are failing to mention, the UFC is safer than boxing. I don't know if that's statistically true or not. I've not done the research, but that's what this person claims. What do you think? 504-260-1870. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Somebody else says dog fighting and chicken fighting are banned. Well, that's not consenting adults. Those dogs and chickens did not ask to be signed up for that. These are people who are choosing to sign up for these combat sports. We'll continue the conversation next. Talking about the slap competition tonight, power slap competition, and the UFC fight tomorrow night, bringing in big crowds to New Orleans during a traditionally slow time. Some people, though, aren't happy about it. One person texts the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, says, slap fighting, stupid is as stupid does. Somebody else says, if you don't like it, don't watch it. And somebody else says, bare-fisted boxing was outlawed 100-plus years ago. I don't see this as substantially different. We got time for a quick lightning round. We got some callers on the line, and we're going to give them 30 seconds each to say what they think about it. Let's start with Philip. Philip, thanks for calling. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The NFL, before they start cracking down on concussions, once they started getting sued, okay, and they start taking measures to protect the players. Now, what if the long-term effect of these guys, family members, you know, started getting, having long-term effect, and family members start suing the league or whatever you call it, and that could probably put a stop to it if they start getting lawsuits.
Thank you, Philip. I appreciate the call. I've got to imagine that before you are allowed to step into an MMA fight, into a UFC ring, or you're allowed to stand there and get slapped in a power slap competition, that you have to be advised of your rights. You have to sign some pretty detailed legal documents. And I would think that they would require you have legal representation so they are covered and know you know what you're getting into. Jay, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. You got 30 seconds.
Thanks, Dave. You know, the FCC used to regulate TV and radio stations a lot differently. And I know it would be difficult to do with YouTube and the internet and all that. But, I mean, at some point, you've got to look at what is best for public interest with this. And, you know, they already don't allow, you know, stuff like killing and maiming to be shown on YouTube. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. And we just got to look at the overall impact on our society.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. Your 30 seconds are up. You make a good point, but I will tell you the big difference. And I've done extensive research. I've even written papers on FCC regulations of broadcast over the decades. And the big difference is that radio stations like WWL and publicly broadcast television stations are licensed as trustees of the public airwaves. We are using a limited resource that the government regulates to make sure it's in the public interest. And it used to be far stricter regulation than it is now. The internet is not a publicly owned, held, or operated entity. So the regulations are far more loose on that because legally, YouTube can put all the rules they want in themselves because they own YouTube. And a lot of it they do just for their popularity and profits. We're talking about AI next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.